Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified before the House Judiciary Committee today. He said that until he read recent news stories about it, he had no recollection of a meeting last year during which volunteer campaign aide George Papadopoulos mentioned that he'd been in contact with Russians who wanted to set up a meeting with then-candidate Donald Trump.
After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter. And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it, because I pushed back.
Sessions has twice before testified that as a Trump campaign advisor, he did not have contacts with Russians and did not know anyone in the campaign who did. Joining us now is NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what kind of tightrope is Sessions walking on these issues?
A small one, Jeremy, because Jeff Sessions all along in three previous appearances under oath in the Senate this year has said, I didn't know or I had no contact with Russians over the course of the campaign about the election. And he's balanced that against his inability to recall certain meetings, like that meeting you mentioned, that March 31st, 2016 meeting of the Trump Foreign Policy Committee, which he chaired, and it was the only meeting that that committee ever had. So he's now landed today in his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee at, I don't remember, I sort of refreshed my memory, I don't remember exactly what George Papadopoulos said, but I didn't do anything wrong.
And how did members of Congress react to that?
Well, Republicans very quickly turned the tables and were trying to press the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to announce an investigation of Trump's political opponent, Hillary Clinton, a special counsel there. Whereas Democrats said, in ordinary times, we'd have a lot of questions to ask you, Mr. Attorney General, about civil rights, voting rights, violent crime. But these are not ordinary times, and we want to ask you about Russia. So almost all the Democratic questions, led by John Conyers, who's the top Democrat on the committee from Michigan, have focused on Russia and what Sessions knew.
Well, what about that idea of investigating the Clintons? We learned even before this hearing today that Sessions is considering appointing a special counsel to look into Hillary Clinton's emails, the Clinton Foundation, and an Obama-era uranium deal that involved Hillary Clinton. What more do we know about that?
Yeah, and a bit of a surprise, last night on the eve of this hearing, the Justice Department sent a letter to Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Virginia Republican who leads the House Judiciary Committee, saying that Attorney General Sessions and his deputy had directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate these Clinton Foundation allegations, allegations against Hillary Clinton, and to recommend eventually whether a special counsel should be appointed or any further action would be taken. Jeff Sessions was pressed for more details today by Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio. Sessions finally said, listen, we need facts here. Looking like something happened that's bad is not enough of a basis to appoint a special counsel. And Sessions says that review is underway. He made no commitments or promises.
And he had said previously that he would recuse himself from anything related to Hillary Clinton.
As part of his confirmation hearing in January to lead the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions announced he would recuse himself from anything related to Hillary Clinton, in part because he had acted as a top surrogate for President Trump during last year's campaign. Sessions didn't really explain how he could somehow be involved in this special counsel determination and be recused from the Russia matter and the Hillary Clinton matters.
Carrie, he also weighed in on Roy Moore, who is running to replace Sessions in the U.S. Senate.
A bit of a surprise, Jeremy. Jeff Sessions said today, I have no reason to doubt the young women who are accusing Roy Moore of sexual abuse or misconduct. But Sessions said that's normally a state matter, not a matter for the U.S. Justice Department. Sessions may be recused if it does get to the U.S. Justice Department, because as you said, that is his old Senate seat. He has friends participating in the campaign, including Republican Luther Strange, who was filling the job on an interim basis.
Right. One more story I want to ask you about, Carrie, and that is that we learned that Donald Trump Jr. had been in contact with WikiLeaks before the election about Democratic Party emails that U.S. intelligence agencies believed were hacked by Russians. Some of the communications between Donald Trump Jr. and WikiLeaks came out yesterday. Was there any violation of law there to be communicating with WikiLeaks during the campaign?
That's a subject of ongoing debate among legal scholars, politicians, and perhaps even the special counsel for the Russia probe, Robert Mueller. At this point, we can say that Donald Trump Jr. has acknowledged having some exchanges with WikiLeaks via direct message on Twitter. He describes them and plays them down as sort of inconsequential. Obviously, this presents another data point in the story last year of who in the Trump campaign was in contact with other people trying to dish dirt or have dirt on Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump's opponent, certainly something that congressional committees will be looking at and the special counsel Robert Mueller as well.
That's NPR Justice Department correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.